This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Paulie Papps from the Dan Patrick Show. We've got an awesome podcast to tell you about today. It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. Of course it's big. Tune in every week as Shaq and his crew cover sports, entertainment, and a lot more with Shaq. That's the only way the Diesel does it. The show is full of laughs and amazing stories. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a great clip from the Big Podcast with Shaq. Then be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast listening apps so you don't miss an episode.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man King, a very handsome vehicle. This is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Got a lot to get to. Got a couple of Meat Friday songs to bring to your attention. Also, Steve Levy from the Mothership. He'll be the lead voice on the XFL that debuts coming up this weekend. Leaves will join us. We'll get to your phone calls as well. Poll question, McLovin.
If you take out the big three, the Lakers, Clippers, and Bucks, who is the most likely to get to the finals? 58% say the Heat.
Heat.
Followed by the Celtics.
Okay.
Then Raptors, Rockets, Nuggets.
NBA trade deadline later on today. Got about 4 hours there. I don't know if we're going to see any big names moved. Speaking of trades, the Red Sox are holding up the Mookie Betts trade after one of the prospects had some issues with his physical. And I still think that this will go through. I find it interesting now that some of the members of the media in Boston have already turned on Mookie Betts. Basically, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe, turned on Mookie Betts. That didn't take long.
Said he could, I heard him say he couldn't hit the right field, is not clutch in the postseason. And I guess he's not. He was a center fielder who had to move over, right? And now he's going to move over in L.A. too. I don't know.
If he had re-signed with the Red Sox, would Dan Shaughnessy have written that?
Doesn't Shaughnessy famously dislike his own team?
I think he...
Isn't that his shtick?
Yes, pretty much. But...
I mean, as Paulie just pointed out, this team did win a World Series 14 months ago. It's not like they're chopped liver.
But then they fired everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to avoid the cheating thing, too, is sort of looming around this.
Yeah. But with Mookie Betts, you know, still going to Los Angeles, you know, this is what I heard yesterday. You're sending a generational player to Los Angeles. I don't think Mookie wanted to stay in Boston. I've heard conflicting reports on that. But what happened from Boston offering him? Didn't they offer him a 10-year, $300 million deal? So they wanted him then, but now they don't want him now because now he's going to want more than that. He's going to want a $400 million a year deal. And then you're going to go out and you're going to try to find another Mookie Betts. Is this a rebuild? Is this a reload for Boston? And how will Mookie play in, you know, Dodger Stadium as opposed to Fenway? Yes, McLovin.
I believe the Red Sox don't have a manager yet. They've fired Alex Cora. Yeah. I think spring training starts in 2 days. They might go in without a manager. That's a bit of chaos, isn't it?
That's a little bit of chaos there. That's gutsy strategy. We're not going to have a manager this year.
Cost cutting.
Yeah, that's great. So, and NBA trade deadline, and the Chiefs had a nice little parade there yesterday. Travis Kelce. That voice might come back by OTAs. I think they're out of beer in Kansas City. NFL Players Association meeting today, and I don't think they're going to vote on a 17-game regular season schedule, but they're certainly going to discuss it, and that'll be interesting. Because I think it's going to happen. I just wonder if they're going to add another 2 weeks to the regular season. Do you add more wild card teams here? Teams rarely, you know, contract. They expand. They add. And that's what the NFL probably will do. Add two more weeks to the regular season, have another couple of teams. So that week 17 game means something for other teams, and maybe you get, you know, four or five fan bases that are still holding out hope their team will make the playoffs. Yeah, McLovin.
So that means this year they would expand?
No.
Okay.
Next year.
Oh, next year.
2021.
And something like this, does every player in the league get to vote on it? Is it like, or does the union leadership vote on it?
I think union leadership votes on it to then send it to the players.
Ah, that makes
but
sense.
I'm not completely sure on that. Spent a little time with Mike Florio talking about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's dad has had a tweet saying, I don't know where all this chatter's coming from. You know, it's great that my son is going to be a high draft pick. Had nothing to do with the Bengals, but there's a reason why it's still sort of lingering there. But I know I'm being told I read too much into this. Jeff in Detroit joins us on that topic. Hi, Jeff. What do you have for me?
Hey, what's going on, Don? What's happening? I had a question for you. First of all, you and Drake rap battling, I would pay that. I would pay to his. I'm telling you, you and Reg had it out, and you said after you schooled him, you would have a rap battle with him.
Yep.
I'll pay for that.
All right.
Hey, listen, who would you buy stock in? Or who do you see having the best record? The Bucks, the Bengals, or the Giants?
The Bucks, the Bengals, or the Giants? Let me give some thought to that, Jeff. But thank you for the phone call. The New York Giants, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and who's the other one? Bucks, Bengals,
Giants.
Giants.
Giants. So the Bengals aren't even in there. Well, what's that have to – wait, is he talking about Joe Burrow going to one of these teams? I'm not sure. I'm confused with that, Jeff.
Excuse me?
Bucks. Bucks might be better next year. I don't know. Feels like they got enough talent to go 7-9.
Seriously?
Well.
No, we don't talk about that. That's the one team that should dump their quarterback. They are going nowhere with that guy. No offense.
Yes, McLovin.
Were you about to say 7-9, 9-7 if everything goes
well? Yeah, something like that.
But – as you've pointed out many times, they can't dump him. He's the most entertaining quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely. I think he's must-see TV.
Most generous quarterback in the NFL.
I think he giveth, he taketh away. Absolutely.
Somebody's catching everything that comes out of his arm.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know what color the uniform is, but somebody is catching the ball that Jameis is throwing. Yes, Paul.
Jameis Winston, 6-10, 9-7, 5-11, 5-11, 7-9. There it is. The best season was 9-7.
Okay, but Cincinnati's not going to be 7-9. Are the Giants going to be 7-9?
But you're not going to invest more money in Jameis.
Oh, no. He just said who's going to have a better record.
Oh, okay.
That's not who I want to invest in long term. Well, no, I think he did say that. You're investing in – no, I can't do anything with Jameis Winston long term. I'd probably do the Giants because it's a well-run organization. What was the other team that he had? Did he have the Bengals in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, not yet, because I just don't know yet. There's some issues there. Nick in Arizona. Hi, Nick. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Uncle Dan. 6 feet, 200. Yeah, so I'm in Arizona, but I'm born and raised from Cincinnati. I actually have a different take than most fans. I think Joe Burrow would be smart to absolutely just back out on Cincinnati just because, I mean, we've done absolutely nothing as an organization. I actually sent you guys a picture like 30 minutes ago of Mike Brown during the week six game against Baltimore when he's literally falls asleep on the TV. It's a joke. I think our organization is a joke, and if I'm Joe Burrow, I stay away from it. L'chaim back row. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Yeah, you know, Cincinnati fans take it personally when I say if I'm Joe Burrow, I'd certainly look at playing for the Dolphins. It's not. It's just a business decision. This has nothing to do with the Cincinnati fans or the city of Cincinnati. He doesn't have a choice, but he has a little bit of leverage here. And I'll go down this road one more time here. Carson Palmer, who is his brother, is, you know, helping him get ready for the draft. Carson Palmer said that the Bengals aren't committed to winning Super Bowls. He quit. He stopped playing football because he didn't want to play for that organization. That's my problem. I'm not confident in the organization. I'm not confident in the organization of the Cleveland Browns as well. There's certain organizations where you go, I just don't have a lot of confidence in the front office here. That's all. And yes, they made the playoffs using wild card team, and they bow out, but they did make the playoffs. Granted. But I just don't know what they have next year. A.J. Green going to be able to play? You sold on those running backs, Geo and Mixon. That defense isn't good. And you got a very, very young coach. And I'm going to put a quarterback into that situation. That's a recipe for disaster. And he wouldn't be the first to be led to slaughter. There are a lot of quarterbacks who have gone into a situation that wasn't a good situation. How long is that coach going to stay there? I could see Carolina as a great place where he'd end up. Where you get, you know, his college, you know, whisperer there, his quarterback's coach. Is Miami a possibility? Well, they're going to have to give up, you know, their draft picks. So then Miami might still be what we have with Miami. And I would probably, if I'm Miami, stay with Ryan Fitzpatrick, use those draft picks, and then see where you are next year going into the draft. That would be what I would do. And if I'm Joe Burrow, I would go to Cincinnati if it was me, but then I'm from Cincinnati. I don't have a lot of confidence in ownership there. But to be number one, I don't want to go into the NFL and have people say, oh, prima donna. I mean, Eli is glad he did it. Elway's glad he did it as well. You don't have much leverage, and if he decides to use that leverage, okay, fine. I certainly understand it. But I would hope that he would go to Cincinnati. Yeah, Paul.
I went back and read a long piece last night about how Eli Manning forced his way out of going to the Chargers and going to the Giants. Tom Condon, you remember the big-time agent?
Yeah.
He was Eli's agent, but he's also Marty Schottenheimer's agent. And so he knew how the team was working, what wasn't working, what was working, that they were going to move on from Marty Schottenheimer. They didn't like how they handled Drew Brees. And they're like, I don't want to put my client in a team that doesn't handle quarterbacks well. That's not how I want to start my client's career. I want him to have a 20-year career. And Archie Manning did an interview. I'm sorry. Yeah, Archie Manning did an interview. He said, I was last man in on this. For, you know, it was the agent and my son, and they brought it to me. So it's not like I concocted this.
No, and I was told that the Chargers didn't want Eli. And that was the story. And that comes from Eli's camp, where they got the feeling that when he got to San Diego and was talking with the Chargers, that they weren't all in on him. And that's when they realized that, you know, maybe we can devise an escape plan here to get out of here. Yeah, Paul.
And if you go back and read this piece that's, you know, behind the scenes, Tom Condon told Eli Manning and Archie Manning, don't do this in the media. We'll do it all behind the scenes. We'll get it ready for draft day, do our best to get it done. But don't do it in the media because then everyone will think Eli's a spoiled kid. Eli wants this. Yeah. He's not grateful to be the number one pick. Blah, blah, blah. And they kept it secret until moments before the draft.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a couple of years ago where I happened to be in the room with some members of the Manning camp. And it was brought up by somebody there about, you know, imagine if you had ended up in San Diego. And then it was brought to my attention that, you know, the Manning camp, Manning family got criticized for what they did, but that the Chargers really didn't want Eli Manning. And so much so, somebody said, even when he got into San Diego, just have somebody meeting at the airport. Like, it felt like that they didn't really want Eli Manning. And I think that's when they realized that it wasn't a stable situation there. But 877-3DP-SHOW. By the way, sports movies, we were just talking to Richard Roper, the film critic, Chicago Sun-Times. And Kurt Warner's movie is going to come out. And I guess this is going to go into major theaters. This is a big deal with Kurt Warner. Next Christmas. And we've talked to Kurt about this the last couple of years where it was in development and it finally got green lit. And we were casting that. So Chris Evans would be the guy that you guys would put in there for Kurt Warner. Okay. And then we got to come up with somebody to play Brenda Warner as well. Yes.
You know what else we were talking about with actors who are good in a movie?
Yeah.
Ray Allen. I thought he was really good, and he got game.
Yes. He didn't play Ray Allen. You know, he was playing a character, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Yeah, Todd.
I heard they might call it Grocery Point Blank. Were you hearing this at all? Grocery Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank.
Good movie, John Cusack.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. And then Brenda Warner, who's going to play? Somebody said Pink?
That was one column that said Pink would do well in that role.
Kevin Garnett is really good at playing an over-the-top Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. He's really, really good.
That's because Kevin Garnett naturally is over-the-top.
Oh, he is over-the-top. He's really good. But how many athletes do you go, okay, that's a great performance? Yeah, Paul.
What was the movie LeBron was in with Bill Hader?
That was Trainwreck?
LeBron was good in that. He was funny. He added to the movie.
He was.
Shockingly, J.J. Watt was in, he was a soccer coach in.
Oh, he's so handsome. The handsome soccer coach.
He had a couple funny scenes in that movie.
Clay Matthews? Wasn't he in, what was the movie?
Oh, the singing movie. Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. I don't know if it was 2 or 3.
Yeah, it was the sequel.
Yeah, but he was in that.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Kareem is good in Airplane, but is he just playing Kareem?
Roger Murdoch.
Yeah, Roger Murdoch.
Co-pilot.
Yeah, McLeod.
He is not Kareem. Remember, he kept denying that he was Kareem around the beginning part of the movie.
Well, also, Jim Brown was in some movies.
Oh, didn't he leave the NFL to be in?
Yeah, wasn't he in The Dirty Dozen?
The Dirty Dozen, yeah.
And Jim Brown was pretty good there. Yes, Todd.
I just remember. I think you have me mistaken. I'm Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot of this plane.
My dad says you don't try except for the playoffs. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Let me see your dad, Terry. What was he saying?
Artis Gilmore was in that mix? Or
Walden Lanier.
But, you know, all the great sports movies are now 30 for 30s. You know, they're documentaries. You don't have sports movies. When's the last great sports movie? No, nothing compares to Hoosiers. And Rudy. Natural was good. I mean, I wasn't a big Natural fan, but, you know, a lot of people love it. Yeah, McClum.
I'm looking at some recent sports movies. Moneyball got nominated, I think. I don't know why exactly. It wasn't that good. 42 was pretty good with Jackie Robinson and with Harrison Ford. The Blind Side.
Blind Side was a big deal.
Right, but it doesn't feel like Rudy and Hoosiers were classics.
Yeah. Yes,
I agree with you.
Yes.
No, I'm still living in the 80s with the Rocky movies. They got progressively worse as they went along, but that's another movie that when I see it, I'll just continue watching.
Yes, Eden.
I just watched Rocky, the first one, again, for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie.
It holds up.
It really does. Yeah. I mean, it looks a little funny sometimes where you're like, wow, I can't believe. But dang, what a story. It's fantastic.
The biggest problem I have with those kind of boxing movies is he takes so much abuse. Like, he would take 5 punches to give 1. And it's just not realistic from that perspective. I know that you want the action to be realistic, but then it's like, hey, dude, why don't you put up your dukes a little? Why don't you put your gloves in front of your face there? Yeah, McLovin.
Wasn't that inspired by Ali and Foreman and the Rumble?
No.
I always thought that Ali
Chuck
took a
move. Wepner.
Chuck Webner. Oh, I know it's directly inspired, but that taking the punch and wearing your opponent out, I thought there was a little homage to Ali.
Well, there might have been, but like every time he got in the ring, I'd like to know what the pitch or the punch count was. Harold Lederman would probably say what, Todd?
Score of the fight, 109-103, Jim. He's got 39 victories, 32 coming by way of knockout.
By the way, Tracy in Maryland says, Fritzy should figure out how to work some of his impersonations into his stand-up act. That would definitely improve some of the weak material.
I say you can't win!
There you go. That'll do it.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
If he was at a comedy club in 1987, this would crush.
Yeah, nothing says modern comedy like Rocky impression. Yeah.
Hey, check out my Burgess Meredith.
I'm going to eat lightning and crap thunder, kid.
But you do Marge Simpson, and that's new-ish.
That's kind of new, but it's kind of old.
I mean, it's still
Simpsons for 30 years.
But they're still relevant. The Simpsons are still relevant. You do your Adam Sandler impersonation.
Oh, it's going to be a great show today. You're going to see me at the Oscar. I'm still going to show up.
But can you do the voice and do it with something other than just a movie line?
That's the rub right there. You have to do the voice and have actual content.
Yeah. Like, the only way I can do Ronald Reagan is, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. But I don't know if I could impersonate him by using it for anything else. Yes, Paul.
Based off his references, maybe Fritzy should play a tour of senior living facilities. I think he would crush. Bunch of 80-year-olds, you know, they don't move very fast. They can't really leave. They can't walk out on them. They can't roll out on them.
Very valid point.
Todd, can you do the Rocky impersonation?
Like the 55-plus communities.
Yeah.
Whatever, 65-plus.
Can you do that one more time? I couldn't hear. I didn't have my hearing aid on, Todd.
Brought to you by Geritol.
I didn't. Todd, can you do that one more time?
Well, that's perfect. They don't have to hear anything because if they're hard to hear, they don't have to worry about the bad material.
But even then, in a nursing home, you'd probably have somebody so, come on, joke boy. Try to be funny.
Say something funny, joke boy.
Hey, joke boy.
I don't know how much longer, but it is.
You're dying on stage. I'm dying right here.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Take a break. The popular, handsome Steve Levy will join us. We'll talk about the XFL. Levy's still up there, top 10 best hair, and top 5 maybe on SportsCenter, SportsCenter history. Along with who?
Easy top 5 for Levy.
Yeah.
Best hair.
All right, we'll take a break. It's 20 after the hour. More phone calls coming up as well. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top 4 national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on 1 or more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to 5 toppings and the other 3 pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Napa know-how!
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in 2 great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
All righty. Good to see Steve Levy. Worked with Leaves for a long time there at the mothership. Now he's a big voice on college football, and also he's the lead voice on the XFL. I'll give you the official introduction here. Yeah. SportsCenter anchor. Are you still a SportsCenter anchor?
I did a show this month.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that's your streak continues. Right. College football, NHL, XFL play-by-play, and the XFL. The season kicks off on Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It's the Seattle Dragons face the D.C. Defenders. You're there with Greg McElroy and Tom Luganbill and Diana Rossini.
When the Dragons and Defenders get together,
you
Dan,
throw out the records.
There are no records. It's perfect.
Throw out the record.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you approach this? If I said you're going to do LSU against Georgia,
yeah,
or are you going to do the Dragons against the Defenders? What's different?
Not which one I'd prefer.
No.
Okay. It's entirely different. I think there's less focus, Dan, on the actual players themselves and more on how different the game and the broadcast will be. Right?
Explain.
So there's going to be a lot of voices. There's going to be a lot. So we have four, you just mentioned, four voices on television. And there will be, you know, five or six other voices constantly throughout the broadcast. So two players on each team will be mic'd the entire game. And that's pretty standard fare. Right? We see that all the time. But the offensive coordinator, the play caller, head coach, or OC, he will be mic'd and available for us at all times. So in the NFL, right, the coordinator talks to the quarterback's helmet. That cuts off at 15 seconds on the play clock. It will not cut off in the XFL, okay? And it will be available to our audience at all times. Now the producer and director will decide when it comes in. In addition, that play caller will speak to all skill position players. So what that does is it almost eliminates huddles altogether. You could run a long pattern, incomplete pass, coming back at the next play, and bam, and go. So we'll hear a lot of terminology. And again, that pot will be open at all times. It'll be up to the director to decide how much it airs. But we would be capable of taking that the entire game. And that could be really interesting. And again, it doesn't cut off in the XFL. Conceivably, Dan, you could have the coordinator saying in the quarterback's helmet, look left, he's open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we're going to take it to that level. But so that's the communication. And the essence of that is really to speed things up. They're going to go fast. There are tweaks to the rules which are different. 25-second play clock instead of 40, for example.
But this is about the technology. This is about doing a football game differently, experimentation.
Yes. That's what I mean by it. It's more about that, I think, than the players to begin. Look, the players got to be good. Quarterback's got to be able to hit the open receiver. Receiver's got to be able to make the catch. You know, there's got to be good fundamental football. And listen, you've heard of all the head coaches. You've heard of all the coordinators. And you've heard about, you know, maybe 20-30% of the players. Of this first game, I've gone through the notes, about 80% of the guys have had at least a cup of coffee in the NFL.
Okay.
All training camp, all practice squad. So they just, you know, are on the bubble and missed the cut, whatever. And here's an opportunity. This is a great way to extend their dream, either get back to the NFL or put some good tape out there with good coaching and get into the NFL.
The goal is to be the developmental league with the NFL?
You know, they haven't said that, but I believe the NFL is in favor. This is a win for everyone who loves football, and that's the slogan for the XFL, for the love of football. But if you're the NFL, how could you not love this? There will be tons of NFL scouts at all of these games. There's no question. They went to the training camps. There will be, like I said, a lot of NFL players who were on the bubble and missed the cut. So, and it's the perfect window, right, Dan? It's, you know, it's the week after the Super Bowl runs through the NFL draft. The exact window when there is no football, other than off, you know, on the conversation.
Are you embracing gambling?
Yes. I think that will be up to the individual, but the league has said they'd like it. We are going to have the point spread and the over-under on the score bug constantly.
Now, what do you mean it's up to the individual?
You know, they've said if we want to talk about it, we can talk about it. They'd like us to, and then it'll be, you know, the comfort level. Look, we do that in the fourth quarter anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's an important field goal to some people. And the point spread can be helpful in a lot of ways because, look, we don't know a lot about these teams. So I'd like to know going in who Vegas might think is a heavy favorite, you know, who's expected to win this game. Should it be a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game? But they're going to do fantasy football, too. Look, everything that's good about football, they're going to try to bring to the XFL. Why not?
There's a fantasy football XFL
draft. Of course.
Draft.
Of course.
Give me the top five players.
Five?
Three.
Well, so this is interesting to me, Dan. The quarterbacks will get paid, now roughly here, will roughly get paid 10 times what everybody else gets paid. All right? Think about that for a second. They did that to ensure you get good quarterbacks because you need good quarterback play.
But what does that mean? 10 times 1,000 is 10,000.
Okay, so some quarterbacks, and it's not, I don't know if it's public or not, some quarterbacks, I think, are going to get $500,000.
Oh, season. Okay.
But that's real money.
Okay.
Okay, but regular players, you know, linebackers are going to get $50,000 for the season.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the 10 times. So when Ben Roethlisberger went down in week two for the Steelers, their first call was to Landry Jones.
Yeah.
He was tied up, signed to an XFL contract, and locked in. So he, you know, he's probably the biggest name, Landry Jones.
Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones from Ohio State, national championship team. So there are guys like
Aaron
that.
Murray, I think I drafted by the Chiefs.
I was going to say, I thought you drafted him in your fantasy.
Not yet. Not yet. I don't want my draft is later today.
Right. And so Landry Jones is playing for his old coach, Bob Stoops, from Oklahoma. Yeah. So there's some geographical smartness, right? They put them in Texas near Oklahoma, as you know.
Yeah, so that's right next to
it. There's a ball spotter.
A ball spotter?
Yeah. This is part of the nuances. You need more on that?
Yeah. Like, is that?
Don't leave you hanging on that. So there's
not like a ball girl?
No,
like for
fair question. No. There will be an extra official on the field, and they cannot throw a flag. The only official who cannot throw a flag, they are there to spot the football. That's their only job.
Why do we need this?
It's to speed up the game. So, Dan, get this. And this is where it gets a little wacky on the rules, and people might, oh, what's going on here? So, on an incomplete pass or a run out of bounds outside of 2 minutes, they're going to spot the ball and go. Like, you know, it's not the normal stoppage like in the NFL. Again, it's, in essence, speed, more snaps.
How long are the games supposed to last?
That's a great question, too, man. We could see 2.5-hour games. Our window's 3 hours, so you'll want to stay tuned for the post-game show. Yeah? but these games could be 2.5 hours. And if we ever get to an overtime, that'll be cool, too. They're going to do like a shootout overtime. Single play, 5 offensive plays, but alternating each team. Your offense, your defense is going to run on the field. One snap, boom. Then they're going to run off, and then the other side comes off.
Give me the rule you think the NFL or the whatever, the gadget will adopt. If you were guessing.
So the coolest thing, the coolest rule to it, Dan, is the 9-point play, in essence, okay? So
you're making that
no,
up.
No, really, I'm really not.
Come on. Come on, Lee.
The NBA has a better chance of adopting this than the NFL. No, here we go.
So the 9-point play.
There's no extra point. There are field goals, but there's no possibility of kicking an extra point.
Okay.
So you score a touchdown. That's worth 6. Still, we're good there. And then the coach has the decision. You can run a play from the 2 for 1 point. You can run a play from the 5 for 2 points. See where I'm going here. And you can run a play from the 10 worth 3 points. Therefore, Dan, down 18 late, you're in a 2-score game. You're not going anywhere.
But what about the rule of no helmets in overtime? Is that
no? That's,
oh, that's not
no,
true. Okay.
That's the other league.
Oh, okay.
That was the AAF.
Oh, so no pants in overtime.
There are no cheerleaders. There are no coin flips.
Wait, Vince McMahon has no cheerleaders?
That might be the biggest difference from the old XFL.
I'm out. Yeah. I
10-minute halftime, Dan. They might not even leave the field. I mean, they're going to go.
You should crack a beer, like, during the game.
That would be good, yeah.
Like if you have a beer sponsor and just...
Right.
That's all.
Brought to you by...
Yeah, Budweiser. Yeah.
King of beers.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
All right, bring it up. Yep. You fired up about it, aren't you?
I think so.
I think you need to adopt a team as you look at the map. So they're very excited in St. Louis, for example, Dan. They got ripped off. They lost their Rams, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're still angry.
And they should be.
About the cronky people, they're cranky about that.
Cranky, not cronky?
Right.
Okay, I got it.
They sold, I think they're going to have 30,000 at their home opener, and they're playing in the big stadium. Seattle's done very well. They might have 30,000 for their home opener in the big stadium.
Why didn't you bring in a football?
Yeah, that was my mistake. I noticed that when you have every other
football. I got everything else in
history.
Here. Yes.
Hey, XFL people, at XFL, send DP some stuff.
Best uniform in the XFL is who?
The Vipers of Tampa.
The Tampa Bay Vipers.
And they'll play in Raymond James. They got the gold and yellow thing going on. The only thing I dislike, if I could change one thing, they've got an L.A. franchise. They got New York and L.A. The L.A. Wildcats. Isn't that awful?
Doesn't that sound like a movie?
It was Goldie Hawn. Yeah. You guys are talking about sports movies. Yeah. Where are you on that? Goldie Hawn's the coach.
The Wildcats.
In that rough neighborhood, yeah. Couldn't we do more in L.A.? Be a little more creative? You got the Battle Hawks in St. Louis, Dan.
But don't the D.C. Defenders have to be a good defensive team?
You would think so. They have Pep Hamilton, who's the former Michigan offensive coordinator. And they have Cardale Jones. 2 o'clock Eastern on ABC.
ABC.
Every Saturday. And that was the other difference, Dan. That's why I think this is going to certainly make it through one season as opposed to the AAF falling in the middle.
Yeah.
Deep pockets of Vince, yeah. Okay, and the television partnerships.
That's the key.
I think the AAF put the first game on CBS, the big CBS, and then they went away. They went to other affiliates. We're going to be on ABC and ESPN. We're not going to be on the Ocho. Like, this has the full backing of our company, or your former company.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're still doing sports centers, huh?
Did a couple at the Super Bowl.
Do you remember your first sports center?
Yes, I do. Carl Ravitch with COAC gives me the big introduction. Ravi's been like 3 months before me, like not a long time.
Seasoned veteran.
Right. So, yeah, actually, you'll love the story. So back in those days, you did a two-shot and a lead-in. You look down and boom, yeah. And go to your one-shot, which you don't do anymore, of course. I never turned cameras. So I did my usual 35-second lead straight ahead on a two-shot without referencing Ravi, who's to my left. And the legendary producer, Mike McQuaid, is in my ear. He's like, turn left. Hey, Steve, look left. Camera two. I'm so nervous. I stared on the two-shot camera the entire time. Please turn left. Just look left. A little left. You know, it's like the XFL coordinator in the quarterback's helmet. Turn left. He's open. Yeah. So,
did you have a tough sports center as far as the topic? You know, I mentioned when Jim Valvano died.
Yeah.
And he had said to me before he died, would you put a good picture of me over your shoulder? So he's asking me that the last time I see him at ESPN. Yeah. And then when he died, that's all I said, look, we got to put a great picture over right. my shoulder. The other one was when the Cleveland Indians pitchers died in the boating accident in spring training.
Yeah.
Those were tough.
I was on the air. You guys will have to help me on the name. The Yankees relief pitcher who was flying the plane into Manhattan.
Corey Lytle. Is that right?
Is
that his name, Paulie? Corey Lytle? L-I-D-L-E?
It could be. Was he Indians before, then maybe Yankees? I can't remember. I wound up being on SportsCenter, and, you know, you just don't know how to handle that. You're not ready for that.
I'm in Manhattan that day.
Yeah.
And I heard more fire trucks than police sirens than I've ever heard in my life at the same time, and I said, something tragic happened. Turn on the TV. And I'm about five blocks away from where he flew into the building.
Yep. Those are brutal days. And so the Kobe Bryant, obviously, recently. But we all banded together when Muhammad Ali passed away. Right?
Yeah.
You sort of know that one's coming, right? Because, you know, old age and that kind of thing. But
I had Magic Johnson when I had to throw out to the coverage of Magic announcing that he was HIV positive.
Everybody remembers that.
And we got a call from Dick Schaap, the legendary Dick Schaap, and he called the assignment desk and he said, Magic's retiring. And we're like, why would Magic retire?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I was told, get down on the set, throw it out to the press conference, and then, you know, bring it back. And you throw it out there. And who knew about HIV at the time, or how much did we know? Now Magic is going to retire, and you try to wrap your head around that.
So wait, when you throw to the presser, you don't know why still at that point?
We weren't sure.
Right.
All I know is that Dick Schaap had called the assignment desk, and he was working for us, and he said, Magic's going to retire.
Yeah.
Magic's going to retire. And then it was like, get down to the set. You know, they're holding a press conference. And I'm, you know, you're racing down there, and you're like, you throw it out there, and you're not quite sure what you're going to get.
Right.
And you got it, and then you're like, oh, my God, how do you process this?
Right, how do you come out of that?
Yeah, you do.
And then for hours, right?
Give some, perspective on that.
Listen, hey, that's where we earn the money, by the way. Really, you know, if it's a standard night, and you're reading off the teleprompter, and doing regular highlights, and, you know, a lot of people can do that, Dan. But, you know, when a big story breaks like that and how you handle it, that's the expertise.
And you're going to earn your money this weekend.
We're going to be fired up about it, Dan. I'm predicting a close game.
You are Mr. XFL.
I'm going to try. It's fun. Hey, it's pro football. It is football, and it's something to be on the ground floor. They're really, like, not recognizing 2001 at all, as if it never happened, like statistically, or they want to – the XFL really wants to distance themselves from
that. Those stats don't still hold up.
They're not carrying it over.
Is he hate me's rushing stats – still there to be.
That's the one question I get. Is he hating still playing? Is he playing on Saturday? Is it Rod Smart?
Yeah.
Rod Smart.
Yeah, he's not playing, right?
I don't believe so. We have some older players, not that old.
We'll be tuning in Saturday.
That did not sound like a real tuning in.
I'm going to do a drive-by.
Okay.
I'm going to do a drive-by.
Yeah. I think people will be curious, right? Curious to see what it's about.
Here's something.
Yeah.
If you do this on Saturday,
Yeah.
I will direct my audience to make sure, I will marshal my audience to watch the show.
Okay.
Watch the game.
What do I have to do?
Just say the words, passion bucket.
Passion bucket.
That's it.
Done.
Okay.
Give me something else. Anything harder?
No, no, no. I was going to say, you know, you could have dropped in McLovin, but that might be a little bit tougher. I just think, you know, nice, you know, if your football passion bucket is not full, then we have something for you today.
Might be the first words out of my mouth before I even say Luganville, okay?
Before Diana Rossini gets introduced, you're going to say passion bucket.
Yeah.
You're going to welcome us on the air with that.
Fill up your passion bucket right here.
Strap yourself in and ready to go. The 2020 XFL season kicks off Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. If you wanted to see Cardell Jones again, you get a chance. Seattle Dragons face Cardale Jones and the D.C. Defenders.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Great to see you, Leith.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck, buddy. All right, we'll take a break. Close up shop after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com. Clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Close up shop on this Traeger Meat Thursday. We're off tomorrow. Giving the boys a day off, they've certainly earned it. Here's Arcade Fire. Levy's a good dude. Known him a long time. Same disposition. It's like he's on scholarship, you know. Great laugh. My Golden Road moment of the week, I decided to pick out this courtesy of yesterday's show. Yes, Todd.
Todd, I forgot to mention
it.
Oh,
I knew this was coming.
We bring up, yeah, we knew it was coming.
Wait, what happened?
Yesterday, we were texting. Todd was trying to set up, get me on the show here, and we were texting. And Todd said, is there anything you want us to promote on the show for you or anything plug? And I said, no, I don't really have anything to plug. Just my ravishingly good looks, you know, as a joke. And then all of a sudden Todd texts back and goes, no arguments there, my friend. You are truly handsome. Back off, Todd. All right?
Todd.
I got caught up in the moment. I was all excited. I was communicating with our friend. He was coming on. I believe the exact words were, no argument here, handsome, is what I have in my
head. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize.
I had to delete the text because I didn't want my fiance to see it. I was a little worried.
I thought we had a moment there. Obviously, it was a one-sided situation.
That was J.J. Watt on yesterday. He had a great appearance, though. He had great talking about Saturday Night Live. Golden Road moment of the week. If you haven't tried Golden Road Brewing, you're missing out. Available in all 50 states. You can try the Mango Cart. You can try the Wolf Pup Session IPA. It's hoppy and refreshing. Got the citrus character. You're going to love the way it tastes. Brewed to stand out, you'll find Mango Cart Wolf Pup Session IPA available in all 50 states. Golden Road Brewing fresh craft beer since 2011. Final results of the poll question there, McLovin.
Who's the biggest threat to the Lakers, Clippers, and Bucks? Late surge by your Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics are the biggest threat. Okay.
I don't know about that.
All right. I don't know about that either. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1926, Dan, the NFL adopted a rule that made players ineligible for competition until their college classes graduated. 1926.
We got the Meat Friday songs. Keep sending them in. Here is one from Kevin in Connecticut, his Meat Friday song.
Two-thirds, DP. Two-thirds. Meat Friday gonna be real great. Triggle it with sausage, ribs, and steak. Dump them poly cause he's shoving his face. If you're looking for section row and seat, Meyer shoots as time is firing. Eat more meat than the Minnesota Vikings. The glove and talking trash quarterbacks fight him. It's Meat Friday in the trigger grip. Try to spin that ball, oh then you broke your glasses. Fritzy using status for Bronco field passes. I'm back about you too. I'm glad about drinking Golden Rule. I will never, ever, ever watch a Colin Coward DP to me in the trigger. I'm worried about Fritzy in the bathroom. So you can tell your friends it's me Friday when you see me. It's okay.
All right, that's Kevin in Connecticut channeling Lizzo there. By the way, 1 minute or less with these songs, okay? You only got a minute. Here's Jacob in Akron. Jacob in Akron, another one bites the dust, channeling Freddie Mercury there. All right, go around the room. What we learned on the program, I'll start with you, Fritzy.
Sitting alone in your basement while making pithy comments to your cat, Hank, a perfect way to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. Nobody to bother me. McLovin.
Mike Florio, not a big Jimmy G fan.
No, he's not. He's already saying, if you could say to Bill Belichick, hey, we'll give you Garoppolo, we'll take Brady. Do you think Bill Belichick makes that move? I'd say yes. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn?
We have a new hot take sounder.
Paulie, what did you learn?
Now I'm watching the XFL. Steve Lee's going to crush it.
I got to figure out what my team is. I got to see the jerseys there. Fritzy, what did I learn?
Film critic Richard Roper says Adam Sandler got snubbed and Uncut Gems should have received several Oscar nominations.
What we learned brought to you by Tecovas Boots. They're handmade full-grain leathers by world-class bootmakers. Tecovas cuts out the middleman, sells directly to you at amazing prices. Shipping, returns, exchanges, free and easy. TECOVAS.com/DP.
As promised, here's a clip from the big podcast with Shaq.
I've never seen it this early, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the difference.
You know, like the first couple weeks of the season.
So there's two takes on that. One, you think you're so good that you can let guys sit out. You don't care about your position in the playoffs. You're going to win no matter what. It's a really tough gamble. Really tough gamble. I did it, so I'm not going to criticize them. Especially when I got older, when guys said take it. Matter of fact, when Phil got there, Phil would look at the standings, and I don't know how he did it. He kept us away from Utah. And he kept us away from, I want to say, the Rockets all the time. He just kept us away. So he would come and say, all right, take these two games off. And I'd be like, oh. And he'd be like, but you need to ride the bike. Like, he would just know. And, you know, his thing was we needed some type of home court advantage, preferably the number one spot. But it's been going on for years. So, you know, it's a gamble. I feel for the fans when you pay your money to see a certain guy play and he doesn't play.
That's mine.
I do feel for that. But this is chess, not checkers. You want a championship or you want a guy to come play a game and possibly get hurt? I know it's not something you're supposed to think about, but it can't happen. I can't knock it because I've done it. I just know this is a gamble, and I feel both sides.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.